Harper Audio presents Murder in the Mews by Agatha Christie, performed by Nigel Hawthorne.
Penny for the guy, sir.
A small boy with a grimy face grinned ingratiatingly.
Certainly not, said Chief Inspector Japp. And look here, my lad.
A short homily followed. The dismayed urchin beat a precipitate retreat, remarking briefly and succinctly to his youthful friends,
Blimey, if it ain't a cop all togged up.
The band took to its heels, chanting the incantation, Remember, remember, the 5th of November, gunpowder, treason, and plot. We see no reason why gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. The chief inspector's companion, a small elderly man with an egg-shaped head and a large, military-looking moustache, was smiling to himself.
Très bien, Japp, he observed. You'll preach the sermon very well. I congratulate you.
Rank excuse for begging, that's what Guy Fawkes Day is, said Japp.
An interesting survival, mused Hercule Poirot. And the fireworks go up, crack, crack, long after the man they commemorate and his deed are forgotten.
The Scotland Yard man agreed.
Don't suppose many of those kids really know who Guy Fawkes was. And soon, doubtless, there will be confusion of thought. Is it in honour or in execration that on the 5th of November the feux d'artifice are sent up? To blow up an English parliament, was it a sin or a noble deed?
Japp chuckled.
Some people would say undoubtedly the latter.
Turning off the main road, the two men passed into the...